Jesus spoke to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. When one sat down to read the scriptures in the synagogue that was referred to as sitting in Moses' seat, Jesus said to observe what was presented from scripture, but not to follow after the teachings of men, for they had added their own rules and regulations. He called them hypocrites, saying that they shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. The fact that Jesus did come against the teachings of the Pharisees has been misinterpreted by many to mean that the observance of the Sabbath no longer applies to believers. A careful study, however, reveals that he came not against the commandment, but rather against hundreds of interpretive teachings which made it impossible to keep. Yes, the scribes and Pharisees who falsely accused Jesus of breaking the fourth commandment had perverted the true intent of the law to the extent that he called them serpents and vipers, and said that even though they appeared righteous unto men, that within they were full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Nowhere in the Bible is the fourth commandment made void. It is a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, until heaven and earth pass away. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.